This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Busy day today. We'll play it by ear. People have to be calling in, and I can't help it if they're late or if they don't call in. Steve Bannon's supposed to be calling in any second now. As soon as we get him, Chris O'Sullivan will let me know in my ear. We'll move right to Bannon. We've got Secretary of Energy calling in, Secretary Dan Brulette, in about 30 minutes or so. We hope we have Vice President of the United States Mike Pence calling in at 8:05 East Coast time, and then at 8:35 we've got the White House Director of Communications. We're working hard to get President Trump on the line for tomorrow, and they're fighting to find time during my three-hour show to get him on Election Day. Not easy, but they promised us they're trying really hard, and so we shall see what happens. Let me take this opportunity to mention the War Raw podcast. War Raw, as in W-A-R-R-A-W, my name backwards, War Raw. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast, where I explain the whole election and why I think Trump will win. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. All right, so here's the deal. Very interesting. The Biden campaign says President Trump is within one state of winning the election. Via White House correspondent Charlie Spearling, director of Battleground Strategy, Nick Traynor, tells reporters that the Biden campaign just outlined on a Zoom call that Trump was within one state of winning. If Biden's campaign is publicly admitting that Trump is one state away from winning the election, imagine what they're saying privately. The numbers are huge. Between early voting and late-breaking polling, Trump winning everywhere. Every swing state. There are those out there, experts, who actually say that Trump has a shot to win New York. I don't go by that, okay? I won't say that. I don't see how any conservative could ever again win New York. But, you know, it is Trump and it is New York. California, you're never going to win. But Trump is the ultimate New Yorker. Wayne Root's the ultimate New Yorker. I must have 50 friends in New York. All 50 are voting for Trump. But we're just outnumbered by lots of bad people who just vote Democrats. They want their welfare checks, their food stamps, and you know, all the checks from government. And so I don't think New York's winnable, but they tell me New York is winnable. All eyes are on Pennsylvania, another huge state. That's Trump's clear path to clinching the election. If he's already got Florida and Ohio, then Pennsylvania's it. Do we have Steve on the line? Okay, we got him. All right, good. Hey, Steve, it's Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So I don't know if you saw my piece, but I put it out on Friday and another one today.
I'd love it. Wayne, as soon as you write something, I read it. It was spectacular. It set a narrative frame for what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, I think Trump is just like Reagan in 80 against Jimmy Carter. Late-breaking voters are all going for Trump. They've all woken up. The light switch went off. Biden's got dementia. Biden's a corrupt, feeble old man. Biden's in bed with China. Biden's either being bribed or blackmailed by the Chinese communists. And Trump is the only thing to protect their suburbs from being destroyed by rioters and communist infiltration. There's a lot of reasons, but it seems to me everybody's breaking late for Trump. Your thoughts, and what have you seen?
Well, we saw this in 16. We saw in 16 in the last 10 days that undecideds started to break for Trump over Clinton. I think here we have, I don't think anybody was undecided. I think you had a lot of people change their mind. I think people flipped, and I think you're going to have a bigger turnout. I'm not quite at it's going to be Reagan-type levels, but for a campaign that looked like they could have gotten blown out 4 weeks ago, I think President Trump will win at least 289 electoral votes. I think he'll win Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, which would be the key. He just needs to win Pennsylvania.
But, Steve, how do you – here's
– I think 289, it could be North.
Steve, I know in my heart we've won Pennsylvania. I know lots of people on the ground there, and they tell me there's thousands and thousands of Trump signs, zero Biden support. But yet we don't win Pennsylvania because they really appear to be headed for massive cheating. I mean, the attorney general there is already saying Biden's won. The governor's saying, hey, don't count on anything on election night. We got days of voting ahead. What is Trump going to do about cheating? That's my issue. I know we win if it's fair and square, but how do you win Pennsylvania if they're looking to steal it?
It's very simple. You've got to have tough election officials in these rooms, remember. You're going to have traditionally nationwide, I think we have 12 to 15 million mail-in votes. We're going to have 75, 80 million mail-in votes, ballots that have to be gone through. You have to have election officials, and that is Republicans and Trump supporters, in those rooms certifying every ballot. So on game day vote, Trump's going to win, no doubt. He'll be up tomorrow night. I think he actually is going to claim victory tomorrow night and then fight this through. But you look at the Attorney General in Pennsylvania is a perfect example. Attorney General in Pennsylvania has already said, well, Biden's won. So if you count all the votes, Biden's won. Well, you only count certified votes. You only count things that are certified. And that certification process is going to take some time, and they've got to get in the rooms and start fighting. That's why he's got to take tough lawyers. And remember, they're experts at lawfare. They already have a huge operation, holders on top of it. They got Perkins Coie, the law firm. They've already filed, I think, 300 lawsuits already. So this is going to be an intense fight.
If I know Trump, he's a brilliant guy. I respect the hell out of you, and I think you're a brilliant guy. I got to think Trump has put together the greatest legal team in the history of Republican politics to fight this in every state at every single level. Yes.
Yes, he's got some tough armors. We have some now. Guys like Ginsburg, there's some establishment Republicans like Ginsburg that punched out. He was the senior guy. He ran the 2000 situation for Bush. You got some of those guys not going to work. But President Trump's got a really good team. He's going to have Rudy and some of the people, Jay Sekulow, who can't do impeachment, are going to be, you know, he's got tough hombres. He's going to fight this way. Look, just for the audience, and Nevada's such a big deal. If you get out and vote and you vote tomorrow and you make it happen and your vote counts, President Trump's never going to let that victory be taken away from him. I can tell you this, it's zero probability he will allow the Senate to be stolen. Zero.
Right.
He's a carnivore. He's like, he's like Wayne Allen Root. He's a carnivore. He will not let you. No, because he's not going to let the deplorables be ripped off. Remember, the reason he's president is to manage the decline of this country by the elites. Finally, the deplorables, working class people throughout the country, they got the joke. Not in the room, not in the deal. Donald Trump got you in the room. He got you in the deal. And he's not going to allow the deplorables to be kicked out by some sort of legal shenanigans. So, yeah, it's going to be an epic fight. That's what I said. This thing is. I think he's going to win big on game day. I think he's going to declare himself the winner. And I think it's hold on for a fight. But people should understand they're going to have Trump's back for a lot longer than just tomorrow. This thing's going to take a while.
So I went back and I looked at my oldies but goodies. On the day Trump came down the escalator, Steve Bannon, I wrote a column for Fox News that said you're looking at the next president of the United States. He was at 1% in the polls at the time. Then I went back and I looked 2 weeks before the election. It was October, I think, 15. Oh, here it is, October 24th. October 24th of 16, I wrote for Fox News why I'm betting big on Donald Trump to win. And in the column I said he's down 10 in every single poll, some of them more than 10. And yet they're all wrong, and he's going to win. And
I remember.
So I got a good instinct. So here, I want you to comment on my tweet of, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I put out a tweet. Let's see what Steve Bannon thinks. Because I think you're the most brilliant strategist in the world. So here's my tweet. I said, Trump's going to win huge on Election Day. You already said it, so we agree on that, you and I. I said, but it's going to take a month to be declared the winner because of lawsuits, and eventually the Supreme Court may have to get involved, and we'll win because of Amy Coney Barrett. But during that month, I expect massive rioting. They're going to try and burn the whole country down, and it's going to be the biggest, worst month of mess and unrest in America's recent history. Do you agree with all of those in general probably being a picture?
Not in general, specifically. That's a brilliant tweet.
Yeah.
I saw it came out. Absolutely brilliant. No, that's spot on. That's why Trump's base, Trump's followers, and I think it's been so brilliant why he's gone around and done these massive rallies because he's fired everybody out and he had this self-organizing, you know, the 96-mile car caravan.
That was amazing. Arizona, that was amazing. 96 miles.
And the mainstream media doesn't cover it. You had the shutting down of the Tappan Zee Bridge. You had the shutting down of the Garden State Parkway. I've never seen anything like this in my life. In Butler, Pennsylvania, 54,000 people in freezing cold waiting for hours. This is literally a rising of the American working man and woman. It's incredible. They're going to have Trump's back. They're not going to back down. They're not going to let punks come out in the street and start burning buildings down and start taking statues down. To me, it's actually unacceptable what's happened in the Capitol already, which is to have, you know, everything boarded up, the huge barriers being put around the White House. To me, I find that unacceptable and embarrassing. You know, we're broadcasting on a network that has a huge base in China. And quite frankly, it's a little embarrassing. We're supposed to be the most advanced democracy in the world. And here we are allowing our nation's capital. We've already let, as you know, Wayne, the Strip is shut down. New York City, the greatest city in the world, is shut down. Washington, D.C. is shut down. It's just absolutely absurd. And today it looks like that war's up.
It's frightening because I think the next month's going to be one of the most hellish months in America's history. But I think Trump will come out the president, surely, certainly, and I think it'll be a large electoral win. I think more than last time, Steve. I have even more confidence in you. I think bigger than against Hillary. I think he won 306 last time. I predict bigger than that, approaching 315, 320, 326, somewhere in there. But, of course, it all depends on Pennsylvania. Can they steal it or not? Michigan, can they steal it or not? I think he's got them, but can they steal it is the question. But I'm certain we have Florida, Ohio, and Arizona, and North Carolina, so and Iowa. So those were questionable states, and it looks like from the early voting, we've got them, and the polling, we've got them. Good news. So, Steve, thanks for everything you do. He's got pandemic.warroom.org, pandemic.warroom.org. He's one of the best ever, former White House strategist to President Trump and friend of war. Thank you, Steve. God bless.
Thanks, brother. Take care. Bye.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. What a busy day. From Command Central, Wayne Root, Andrew Paul, my executive producer and booker, Chris O'Sullivan, my board op and associate producer. A lot of things going on at the same time. A lot of games of poker, playing 20 of them at once or 20 games of chess at once. It's kind of that kind of day. We have Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute, earlier in the day, who's predicting a Trump landslide, the only one out there that applies the shy voter to all of his polling, and he comes up with an electoral landslide for Trump. And he's been so accurate. We had Steve Bannon calling in on the fly live just moments ago. We've got United States Energy Secretary Dan Brulette calling in about 10 minutes or so. We got, we hope in the third hour, Vice President Mike Pence. We've got no confirmation of what time exactly he'll be on, but they promised us they would get him in the third hour. And we've also gotten that third hour, the White House Director of Communications. A lot going on. We're working hard to get President Trump on tomorrow's show. Important to let you know some of the things I talked about in hour number one. First of all, my commentary is out today. Here's why Trump will pull off the greatest upset in U.S. political history. I'll read that to you in hour number three. And then Pennsylvania's cookie poll. I know that sounds funny. I know that sounds hokey. I know that sounds stupid. I know that sounds silly. But, you know, 4 years ago, I said I knew Trump would win because of the taxicab poll. And people thought that sounded stupid and hokey and ridiculous. But the polls all show Trump down by 10 to Hillary. And every person that got in my buddy's taxi, she would ask him, who are you voting for? Nobody around. It's total privacy. Tell me who you're voting for. I'm keeping a list. I don't even know your name. Can't get you in trouble. They'd all say Trump. She said, wait, it's overwhelming. It's almost all Trump. And these weren't Nevada people. These were tourists getting in cabs at the airport, going to a hotel, or getting into a cab at the hotel, going to the airport. And my buddy, the taxi cab driver, she really, technically, she's the wife of my buddy who drove the cab. And she said, everybody's for Trump. The polls are wrong. It's not possible that there's just by pure random chance, everyone who gets in my cab is for Trump, who comes to Vegas as a tourist. And that's how I knew Trump was going to win. And the cookie poll has declared the last three winners exactly right. When every poll said Hillary would win, more people in this Pennsylvania bakery bought the cookies representing Trump than Hillary. And 4 years before that, I would have told you I thought Mitt Romney was going to win. Guess who they bought the cookies? Obama's cookies. And 4 years before that, I was certainly rooting for Wayne Root to win. I was on the presidential ticket in 2008 with Bob Barr, Congressman Bob Barr on the Libertarian ticket, running against John McCain and Obama. And I sure didn't want Obama to win. And who bought the most cookies? Obama's cookies were the ones bought at the Pennsylvania bakery. It may be an all-white suburb, but they all bought Obama cookies 2 years in a row, two elections in a row, and he won. Then they all bought Trump cookies, and he beat Hillary. Now they're all buying Trump cookies again. It's 29,000 to 5,000. Trump over Biden in the cookies bought at the Low Shells family-owned bakery in Hatboro, Pennsylvania, 25 minutes outside of Philly and not too far from, I think, is it Scranton or Allentown? Who did my buddy tell me it was? It's either Scranton or Allentown. So it's right in between the two. So, interesting. And I think very important to hear about things like the cookie poll. Not only does that mean something for America, but I think it's very telling for Pennsylvania. I think Pennsylvania is all Trump country. All Trump country. And then I was talking about the democracy poll even before we got Patrick Basham, the director of the democracy poll, on the air, Democracy Institute poll. It shows Trump winning a landslide electorally and a close popular vote win. And then the DraftKings election pool, a majority in 49 states predicted Trump victory. That's very telling. It's more important to ask who do you think is going to win than who's going to win. And then how about this one? This is the weirdest story of the day. Biden's own campaign now says that President Trump is one state away from clinching the election. Biden's campaign, you know, the one that keeps saying, for months it said he was 17 up and 12 up and 15 up. Don't you find that interesting? Phew. Biden's already ready to contest the results. You know why? Because Biden knows he's going to lose. Biden campaign preparing for post-election legal battle over the results. You heard Steve Bannon and me talking about it. Trump's going to win huge tomorrow. He's done very well in the early voting, but on election day, we're going to win by a landslide. Add that to the early voting, and we got it. And we're going to declare a big win tomorrow night. They're going to say it's not a win. A win's not a win. And Trump signed an executive order today to promote patriotic education by establishing the Federal 1776 Commission. We will stop the radical indoctrination of our students and restore patriotic education to our schools. There's a fly in that ointment, President Trump. You know I love you. You know I think that's great. I want it. But the teachers are all communists. They're all communists. All the public school teachers in America are communists. They're not going to teach this. They'll refuse. They'll quit.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are offering their closing messages to voters who may still be on the fence in the final day before the 2020 election.
We created a record 11.4 million jobs in the last 5 months, while foreign nations are in a free fall, and you see what's happening all over the world.
The former vice president sharing his hopes for Election Day.
America will be heard. When America's heard, I believe the message is going to be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
A federal judge is rejecting an effort to invalidate roughly 127,000 drive-through votes cast in Harris County, Texas, saying he believes the plaintiffs who brought the case did not have standing to sue. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a wild election week, a wild election day coming up tomorrow. By the way, if you want my picks on all the political races in the state of Nevada, even though it's a nationally syndicated show, my flagship station is right here in Las Vegas, and I'm still a Vegas boy. And all my picks, including all the judge races, there's no point in just voting for Trump. You got to elect great judges or they rule against us all the time, and Trump can't get anything done. So all my judge picks, all my picks up and down the ballot, just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You'll see all my picks. Another great guest. We go from Patrick Basham of the Democracy Institute to Steve Bannon of the War Room to Secretary Dan Brulette, U.S. Energy Secretary, is with us. Secretary Brulette, how are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I know you can't talk specifically about election per se, but you could talk about the topics around the election. So, first of all, let me start off with a very simple question. Very simple question. What are the achievements when it comes to energy of this president, Donald Trump? If someone's going to the voting booth and they're trying to think of achievements and they've never seen them on ABC, NBC, CBS, what are the energy achievements of President Trump?
Well, Wayne, very simply, how many times have we heard the phrase energy independence? How many times has growing up as a kid, you know, did you hear that we want to be energy independent? Well, let me tell you something. Now we are. And it's due to the policies that this president has undertaken since 2017. Since he came to Washington, he's been focused on energy production. And the earliest meeting I can remember with the president, he told us very bluntly, he said, my policy is all of the above. And what he meant by those words are exactly what they mean. He wants to produce all of the energy here in America. That means renewable energy. That means nuclear energy. That means coal. That means natural gas. That means oil. It means, you know, whatever you can think of.
And fracking,
and
right?
As
fracking.
A result of pursuit. And fracking. You know, that's how you produce natural gas and crude oil today in America. And that one technology, Wayne, has produced enough oil and gas to make us the number one producer of oil and gas in the world. We're now larger than Saudi Arabia. And we're larger than Russia, and that has produced energy independence for the first time in my lifetime.
Well, that's certainly a great achievement. I don't know how you could pass along a better achievement than that. And so great job by President Trump. Great job by our U.S. Energy Secretary, Dan Brulette, who's on the line with us. President Trump obviously supports fracking. Future potential President of the United States, Joe Biden, made a point of saying in several speeches that he wanted to kill fracking. He certainly said during the debate, the presidential debate, that he wants to kill the oil industry. Tell us what policies like that would do to America and to everybody's energy bills and jobs.
Well, Wayne, very simply, it would make us dependent again on the Middle East. It would make us dependent again on countries like Russia for the provision of oil and natural gas here in America. And that's just the start. So what that means in very simple terms is higher gas prices all throughout the country, higher electricity prices all throughout the country. And that doesn't even begin to talk about the ripple effects. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce tells me that if we were to eliminate this one technology, hydraulic fracturing, if we got rid of that today, 19 million jobs would go away in the United States. So think about that. 19 million jobs lost in the middle of a pandemic. That doesn't make a lot of sense when you think of an economy.
No, it's very scary. And, of course, the agenda of the Democrat Party and Joe Biden, the policies, would bankrupt this country. If Biden's elected, they said today he would add $11 trillion in spending. And I would guess most of that comes from this climate change agenda, which is, you know, they call it the Green New Deal. But you're going to just destroy the energy industry in this country. You're going to build up the national debt. You're going to bankrupt everyone. Taxes are going to go through the roof. You know, what would happen if we elect Biden and implement the Green New Deal?
Well, all of the things you just said. But the important point to remember, too, Wayne, is that it's not necessary. Again, the president chose a policy of producing all forms of energy here in America, and that's given us energy diversity, and it's given us consumer choice, and it's also produced an enviable track record. So over the last, 10 years or so, call it 10 or 12 years, we've been able to grow the U.S. economy by approximately 17%. And at the same time, we've been able to reduce energy sources by 14%. So let me say that again. We grew the economy and we reduced carbon emissions from energy at the same time. There is no country in the world, and certainly no signatory to the Paris Accords that can make that claim credibly.
It's incredible. And, you know, look, my argument has always been, and I want to get your take on what I have to say, whenever I debate liberals about climate change, I'm not even going to argue over climate change. I mean, first of all, climate's always changed, so I think there is climate change. But I don't know if it's man-made. I suspect man has some part in it. But, you know, it isn't necessarily all due to man. But assuming it is all due to man, assuming it's real and man caused it, well, then we would be a drop in the ocean. It would be meaningless for us to kill millions of jobs and go green energy and destroy our entire oil industry and fossil fuel industry and hike up all of our, you know, all of our bills for electricity and gas in our car. It would mean nothing because China would keep blowing coal and smelt and pollution into the air. They're building coal-fired factories every minute. We're not. And India would do it and Russia would do it. We're a very small part of the world when you consider what China and India and Russia have as far as coal-produced plants. So I just don't see what you could possibly accomplish by America going it alone. It would be a very small part of the equation.
That's exactly right. We would be a very small part of the equation. I can tell you right now that, you know, all of the renewable energy that we have brought online over the course of the last decade or so was literally obliterated by the wildfires in California, by the increases in coal production in places like China and India. You know, those are the things that if the environmentalists are really serious about tackling, you know, whatever problem they see out there, they're going to focus their attention there. Here in America, we are doing the right thing. We're developing our energy sources. As I said earlier, we're making ourselves energy independent, and we're developing new forms of energy that I think are very exciting. We're bringing online new advanced nuclear reactors that are much smaller. The fuels that we have developed here at the Department of Energy under the President's leadership are accident tolerant, meaning you can't have a Chernobyl event occur here in America. They are non-proliferant, which means you can't take the fuel out of them and make a warhead like Iran wants to do. And, Alan, they're emissions-free. There's zero carbon emissions from a nuclear facility today. So we've already mapped out a plan to accomplish the cleaner air and the cleaner water that all Americans want. And we just have to continue the progress that's already been started by President Trump.
You know, we're talking to Energy Secretary Dan Brulette. I read a while back, I think it was about 5 years ago, I saw a story about oil jobs in the state of Texas. And they reported that the average oil job, or maybe it's fossil fuel job, might include fracking, in the state of Texas paid a six-figure income. I think it was an average of $150,000 a year. You know, green energy doesn't pay anything like that. Nobody ever talks about that in debates. If you kill fossil fuel jobs, you're going to be eliminating really lucrative $150,000 jobs that pay for a man or a woman's family and put them in great shape, and you're replacing them with, like, minimum wage green energy jobs. It's not a good flip, one for the other. And the proof was in Spain. Spain reconfigured their whole economy in the early 2000s to become the green energy capital of Europe, and they basically went bankrupt, and the whole country was in you know, disastrous economic shape. It just doesn't make sense to switch to green energy. It doesn't pay.
Not 100% green energy, Alan. I can tell you now, I mean, if you want to see how not to do energy policy, you only have to look across the border from where you are now and look at California. That's how you don't want to do it, is to be completely reliant at this point in time on 100% renewable power. The lights are going off in California, and they go off for California because they've pushed out fossil fuels and they pushed out nuclear energy, what we refer to in the industry as baseload electricity. That's not the way you do this. And, you know, if you look at the world market, yes, renewables have grown to some extent. They like to talk about the fastest growth, and renewables have enjoyed that for the last couple of years. But it's because they've started from a base of zero. Two-thirds of the world energy in 2040, Alan, will be from oil and gas. Two-thirds of the world energy in 2040 will continue to be oil and gas. The question here in America is, where is it going to come from? Is it going to come from American, you know, sources? Are we going to produce American jobs and create economic opportunity for Americans? Or are we going to let the Middle East take over those markets? That's really the fundamental question here at play.
Well, I know you're not talking politics, but that's the kind of case I make for a re-election of our great president, President Donald J. Trump. You did a great job without talking politics to make a case for Trump. Secretary of United States Energy, Dan Brulette, great to have you with us. Thank you, Dan, for spending some time on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Wayne. Great to be with you.
All right. All right, so action-packed day. We're hoping to have Vice President Pence in hour number three. That was a quick pickup by Dan. He called me Allyn four times in the interview. And then as soon as I said, great to have you on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, I wanted to see if he picked that up. And he's like, oh, great, Wayne, thank you. He said it so casually without even admitting he ever made a mistake. That's a born politician. And that happens to me all the time. Look, if you're going to use your middle name, Wayne Allyn Root, there's going to be people that call you Allyn. What can you do? In Texas, they just call me Wayne Allyn. Wayne Allyn. They love the first and the last name together. Secretary Dan Brulette, Steve Bannon earlier today, Patrick Basham of the Democracy Institute, a busy pre-election day show. We hope VP Pence in the 8 o'clock East Coast hour, 5 o'clock here in Vegas. And then we know in that hour we've got White House Director of Communications. So we'll keep you apprised whether we have VP Pence in the next few minutes. And I've got so much more to tell you. I also want to read you my commentary. If we don't have Pence, the good news is we don't have Pence. You get to hear my commentary that was out today. Here's when Trump will pull off the greatest upset in U.S. political history. Good stuff. And the liberals, they're literally planning a massive coup and revolution, a siege of the White House and a takeover of major U.S. cities beginning tomorrow night. Be careful out there. Hill Street Blues used to say that, right? The sergeant. Careful out there.
An amazing day. I'm John Jubilee with Energized Health. What is the scientific breakthrough that even the United Nations gave me an invitation to come and share about? It is the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, literally becoming healthy at the cellular level of our body. Look, I want you to be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. When it comes to health and wellness, people have been teaching everything, every kind of diet, every kind of exercise, every kind of supplements. Look, friend, they all work for a minute, but life's a lot longer than a minute. And that's why for the last 23 years, I've been sharing the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. People reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, Meniere's disease, all types of back, neck, and pain issue. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but come check it out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's Allen Root. In the last segment, the energy secretary kept calling me Allen, so a little inside joke there, Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root, but I only use the middle name. Because it's easy to remember War. That's the only reason I use the middle name. That's it. Other than that, I'm Wayne Root. Everybody calls me Wayne, not Allen. But a lot of people hear Wayne Allen Root, and Allen sticks in their mind. That will not be the first or last guest who's called me Allen five times in an interview. Chris has been witness to that one. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And, you know, the election tomorrow is enough to give anyone a heart attack. How's that for a segue? If the election makes you sick tomorrow and you get a stress attack or a heart attack, make sure you've got good, I can't say insurance because Liberty HealthShare is not insurance, right? They're an alternative to health insurance, but they are a great health share, a Christian healthcare sharing program. And you can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There's no networks. You choose your own doctors, your own hospitals. Starts as low as $349 a month. Liberty HealthShare's programs for singles, doubles. What am I saying doubles? Singles, couples, and families of any size. There's no doubles, right? There's only couples. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me somewhere around $20,000 a year. I put $18,000 a year, but guess what? I realized the other day that was only in year one, that it was $18,000 a year lower premium. That was in year one. By now, my premium would be much higher than $2,000 a month. I guarantee you Aetna would be charging me $2,500 or $2,750 or $3,000 a month. So I'm actually saving well over $20,000 a year, and my fifth year starts in January, so I'll have saved $100,000 starting in January. Could you use an extra $100,000 over the next 5 years? To find out more, call 855-50-Liberty, 855-50-Liberty. They've always been there for me. 855-50-Liberty or go to Liberty HealthShare. .org/WayneRoot, LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot, and let them know Wayne Root sent you, and they will treat you like a king. Coming up in the next hour, if we don't have Vice President Pence right away, then I'm going to read you my column, my commentary, why Trump will pull off the greatest upset in U.S. political history. I think you'll love it, and there's lots more to tell you about. If we have Trump, then we'll have the Vice President of the United States, and I won't even read my column, so we'll see. because at the bottom of the next hour, we've got White House Communications Director with us. So lots going on. Trump's campaign manager released internal swing state numbers, and they will send Democrats off the cliff. It's everything Wainwright ever said. Everything I ever said. The final states poll on Monday before Election Day predicts Trump will win 312 electoral votes. On Monday, Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien posted a number of tweets on the current state of the race. President Trump's in better shape than he was in 16 based on internal poll. Internal polling, Democrats should be very nervous. He's ahead of where he was in 16 by a very key measure. It's the measure that actually matters, votes cast and votes left to be cast. You've been seeing reports of Democrats being nervous. Well, they should be. That's a tweet by Bill Stepien, President Trump's campaign manager. His numbers in North Carolina and Pennsylvania are better this year than they were in 16, and he won both states. Democrats have banked a ton of high-propensity voters. We have millions of voters left. President Trump's Election Day margin needs to be significant, and we project an Election Day votes cast margin of over a million for President Trump. President Trump's numbers are very strong in Wisconsin and Michigan, he says. Trump will end the day in Michigan, just like 2016. And he says, congratulations, Democrats have banked their high-propensity voters. We have nearly 2 million votes left. President Trump's margin needs to be 350,000 on Election Day, and we project an Election Day votes cast margin of 400,000-plus. Florida and Arizona look very good for Trump. Democrats jumped to an 18.8 advantage during absentee ballot-only voting. Today, it's only Democrats plus one. Going to Election Day 2016, the gap was Democrats higher, plus 1.4. President Trump has a projected Election Day votes cast margin of over 500,000 net votes. So, well, everything looks good. And I know in Florida, I'm not counting now, they're counting on everything. When they say that we are, you know, negative 1.4 in 2016 and only negative 1 now, they're talking about all the people who voted early and the absentee ballots. You know, the mail-in ballots. But when you just look at early voting only, physical early voting, we are ahead in Miami-Dade County, and we're ahead in Palm Beach County. That is unbelievable. That is unheard of, because our people come out on Election Day. President Trump campaign accuses Democrats of already cutting Election Day ads about losing. They're calling it Red Mirage in order to excuse Biden's loss and foment chaos. Red Mirage. They've already cut the ads. We're aware that Democrats have already cut television ads that they're prepared to deploy to further cement the Red Mirage misinformation, seeking to convince people all Joe Biden would need for victory is more time extending well beyond Election Day. That is unbelievable. They know they're going to lose. They have ads ready to go to create doubt in the minds of their voters and to foment chaos in the United States. Via Tim Murtaugh, Director of Communications for Trump Pence, Biden's early vote lead is not enough, and they know it. Democrats plan to call Donald Trump's Election Day surge a red mirage to delegitimize his wave of support. They'll try to create a smokescreen post-Election Day, even running TV ads to cast doubt on the November 3rd vote. The last gasp of the Biden campaign will be ugly, and it will be ruthless. This is what Trump's people are saying right now. We know, it's almost a fait accompli. We're winning this thing. And we're winning big. We're winning all the battleground states. Be right back with you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.